This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, big time baseball podcast, one of the best in the business of what he does. He's John Heyman. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good to have you back with us. We appreciate it.
All right, great.
So if you're trying to figure out how to vote in this thing, can you figure it out? And do you like the new format and system and the 28-hour period and all that stuff?
Well, if it calls extra attention to the All-Star game, I think that's great. Baseball does have the best All-Star game for all the criticisms of Major League Baseball. And, I think it seems to be getting some extra attention. It seems they liked the idea before of that vote for the extra guy. Now you're voting again for everybody, and I think it's a good idea in terms of publicity, and it's all positive, so I would say yes, I like it.
But John, it's kind of funny though, because I think it's almost cute that these people are sending us how Voit and Crone and Santana, how Santana has better WAR and OPS and OPS plus, but the bottom line is it's still a popularity vote, and I think it's fun. Hey, a guy may have better numbers, but he might not be an all-star.
Well, yeah, it is popularity, but I think the fans showing that they know what they're doing. Ketel Marte, not exactly world famous, is in the finalists. He deserves to be. Tommy La Stella, same thing, deserves to be. LeMahieu's in there among some stars in the AL at second. So I think the fans have done fantastic. When I praise the fans, somebody reminded me, I think that Rendon is not in there and Donaldson is. I don't have it in front of me, so I think that's probably right. So there are some oversights, but I think generally the fans have done a great job. It's not perfect. It's much better than, this is before your time, but sometime in the 50s, seven Cincinnati Reds got voted in. That's not happening. I think the players that are deserving generally are getting the support.
John Heyman joining us, our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. What do you think about a guy like, in this case, it's Cleveland-specific, Francisco Lindor, whose numbers are comparable but not better than a bunch of shortstops in the American League, being on the All-Star team since it's in Cleveland? Does the hometown team deserve to have maybe its key guy on the team if his numbers are in the ballpark or not? I would like to think he's going to make the team, but, John, the numbers tell you it's no lock.
Yeah, well, if it's close, I'd say that's a tiebreaker. And obviously, he's been a great player and one of the best players in the game. Certainly, he was hurt, so he missed some time at the beginning, which gave him a handicap. I would say, you take all that into consideration, I'm with you. I'd like to see him on the team as well.
John, what's your overall take on the Indians? I mean, they're playing, last night was kind of a fluke when Brad Hand's had a great year and he gives up a grand slam late in the game. But what's your take on the Indians' slow start? And then they brought up some young blood here the last couple of weeks, and it's really – it's changed baseball in Cleveland when it went from boring baseball to, I got to watch this. It's almost must-see baseball now.
Yeah. They have a solid team. They've had definitely had injuries to the rotation. The young guys have really come through, Bieber, Plesac, others. So give them credit for developing those players. And they're clearly a contender. I kind of thought from the beginning that Minnesota might take it this year. Their offense is just that good. And they're getting some incredible performances from Odorizzi and some other pitchers. And so they may have a slight edge. But, to me, Cleveland's a playoff team. All the speculation about trading the veterans, including Bauer, I get it. I'm sure they're smart. They're listening. It doesn't hurt. But I think it's unrealistic at this point. I mean, to me, they're a contender. They may steal the division. If they don't, I think they will be a wild card. So I don't see how they trade any of those pieces at midseason that everybody's speculating on. I think they'll reevaluate in the winter, and of course, at that time, anything is possible. But I would say a contending team, and then once they get everybody back, including Kluber, they're a threat. So they may not sell anybody yet.
John Amon's joining us. John, the Trevor Bauer trade rumors have been out there, and of course, Trevor not wanting to sign any kind of a long-term contract. I get it. I don't want to move the guy, but if you got a trade offer, and see, here's to me where the balance is for the Indians. If you got an offer you couldn't refuse from a team that wanted to give you a couple of position players and a pitching prospect or something like that, I think you'd almost have to do it. However, is it too early to bank on the young pitching that has come up and looked very promising for the Indians? I kind of think it is, even though they seem to have the numbers where if they needed to, they could roll the dice.
Right. Hold on. I'm sorry, what was your question again?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, it's all right. With Trevor Bauer, I love watching the guy pitch. I don't want to move him. I'd love him to be here the rest of his career. But because he doesn't want to sign long-term, and if another team made the Indians a great offer, do you think the Indians' young pitching is there enough locked in that they could bank on that, or is that too much of
a
gamble?
I wouldn't rule that out entirely. I mean, if they made a clever trade, it didn't hurt the team too much for the year, but it's hard to see that happening. I think Bauer is just too good, and I would say that's a long shot, but it's worth thinking about.
With Corey Kluber coming back, hopefully, the Indians can get some things going. It's been impressive to me, John, how they've been able to not just stay afloat, but they're right there in the wild card, despite all of the injuries they've had and the situations they've had with their starting rotation. Is that a credit to the organization, Tito Francona, or
yeah,
is it just
they do a fantastic job. I really do. I give them credit. The Kluber injury, that was tough. Clevenger's been in and out. Carrasco's been out. Going back to Santana, I mean, they've had a lot of injuries, and give them credit for hanging in there, considering all the bad luck that they have had. So, I think they're a terrific front office. They do a great job, and I'm not shocked that they're right in the thick of the race at this point.
John, we appreciate your time, bud. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right, thanks.
John Heyman from Radio.com, our Sports MLB insider.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.